welcome to A Cup of English. Today is the 20th of November, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Mousetrap. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and a couple of times a week I will bring you lots of English so you can have a good practice. So let's get started. Mousetrap, beginners. We have a mouse in our garage. There might be more than one. The one I have seen is small, grey, and causes a lot of mess. As much as I love animals, I'm afraid we have to put down a mouse trap. My husband bought a box of traps a long time ago, some of which we have used. So he prepared the trap, put some cheese in it, and put it on the floor of the garage. My youngest son, Robert, wanted to make his own trap. He went into the garage and bashed about for a while, moving things and arranging his special trap. "Mum, come and see," he said after a few minutes. He had the lid of a metal cage propped up with a stick, which was attached to a string. Under the lid was enough bird seed to feed 100 mice. Ingenious. "I'm just going to wait here until the mouse comes, then I'll pull the string and trap it." "Okay," I said, and walked back into the kitchen. About 10 minutes later, he came back into the house to watch cartoons. Waiting for a mouse is not that entertaining. Grammar notes. To prop up. The workmen propped up the fence posts before they secured them. Some of which. I bought 5 pounds of bananas, some of which are ripe and ready to eat. I'm afraid. I'm afraid we will have to cancel the barbecue. There is a storm coming. Advanced. The other day, I walked into our garage to put some cardboard boxes in the recycling bins when I noticed a lot of birdseed on the floor. I looked up on the shelf above and saw that a big bag of seed that we keep for the birds in the winter had a hole in it. As I looked around, I realized that the seed had been spread all over the shelf. This was not a case of an accidental tear in the bag. The hole had been made by an animal, a small one. My husband had warned me that as autumn turns to winter, small animals will try and get into the house, and will do so if we leave the doors open for too long. This creature must be a mouse, and usually where there is a mouse, there are mice. The little thing must think that he is in heaven. He is in a nice warm garage and has a huge bag of birdseed all for himself and his family. My son Robert was very excited about seeing the mouse, so I picked him up and very quietly and slowly walked into the garage, staring at the shelf. And would you know, we saw the little grey mouse running back and forth between the seed bag and a little hole in the wall. Robert and I looked at each other and grinned with excitement. The mouse actually stood up on its hind legs and looked at us for a few seconds. It looked so tiny and cute. I actually wanted to let it live in the garage for the winter, but I realize how unsanitary it is. I certainly didn't want to encourage mice to live in our house. That could end up being a real problem. Vocabulary. A bin. A bin is a kind of container for different storage needs. To spread. Don't spread too much jam on your toast. To tear. Be careful that you don't tear your new poster. Unsanitary. This bathroom is really unsanitary. It needs to be thoroughly cleaned. Hind leg. One of the dog's hind legs is broken. It will have to wear a cast for a while. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you found this of some use. Please don't forget to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. Thank you to those who have been emailing me. I really enjoy hearing from you. Let me know if there's anything in particular that you would like me to practice in a podcast, and I'll do that for you. Until next week, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.